A project is underway to build a rent-controlled housing development in Utica where artists could live and work. More from WRVO's Payne Horning.
For 3 years, Utica architect Bob Hines has been working to bring art space to his city. The nonprofit developer has built 50 of these income-based lofts in cities across the country, including 3 in New York State. Each has studio space for its tenants, ranging from painters to musicians to writers, and communal space for local arts groups to rent. Hines says the project could become the beating heart of an arts district in downtown Utica.
When you get a group of artists together, there's a kinetic energy that inspires them to higher and better work, to a way of life that really becomes community.
Michelle Truitt with the Utica Art Space Project says a recent survey indicates a lot of interest in it from local artists in the region, many of whom currently hold jobs outside of their profession.
So this affordable living, live-work space allows them to have a small rent and could be the difference between them struggling and working 2 jobs and being able to dive in and have a full-time career as an artist.
ArtSpace funds these buildings largely with federal tax credit programs. The Utica project is currently in the pre-development stage. Those involved say if they are able to raise enough money, it could open by 2021. In Utica, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.